Hello and welcome to the Halifax Courier's Talking Politics show with me, John Cronshaw. Politicians have been campaigning hard across Calderdale in the run-up to May's general and local elections. Labour brought in comedian Eddie Izzard to Calderdale College to promote Labour's parliamentary candidate for Halifax, Holly Lynch.
Well, you probably heard that I've been talking about the European Union in a positive way for about 12, 15 years. I believe we've got to learn to work together in some shape or form, otherwise the world is not going to make it. It's what humanity does. If you look through the history of humanity, we gradually, slowly but surely come together. And that way we kill each other less. It's as simple as that. And all this, the money they're talking about in the European Union, well, we're not spending the money of a massive war in Europe. There was one war since World War II, which has been the one before Yugoslavia. And when that unfortunately happened, the breaking up of that, and pushed on by Milosevic and Radovan Karadzic and those kind of people, General Mladic. After that, all those countries, including Serbia, said, can we join the European Union? So it's a thing, it's a tricky old thing. The UKIP are for running and hiding. I'm not. I'm saying you want to change it, you've got to be inside it to change it. That's what Norway says, and they're not even in it. And, you know, I'm touring France in the French language, I'm touring Germany in the German language. You have to look at it and life and maybe the world and Europe as an adventure, which and that says, well, you're just trying to make it fun. No, it's hard, but it can be really positive. The fact that I'm touring France in French and the fact that French guys are now playing over here in English, and it's 200 years since the Battle of Waterloo, that's got to be an improvement. The Germans are over here, and I'm over in Germany doing it in German, and that's 70 years since the end of World War II. These are the positive things that I look for. So I put my money where my mouth is. I disagree with Russell, but he is working for people on social housing and affordable housing. I agree with him on that. It's a free country, though, and so comedy is normally an attack weapon. It attacks things that it doesn't like. It isn't a building weapon. I am a builder, though. If you look at the things I've done in my life, I try to do things differently. I try to be positive. I've got to a good place, and I'm very happy to tell anyone who's also got a positive heart how to do it. I don't want to tell sort of weird and twisted people how to do things because, you know, there's the extremists I don't like. I don't really want to give them any information, any encouragement. But all the rest of us, 80 to 90% of the world are live and let live people, I think. We are center, center right, center left, and that, you know, wealth creation and a safety net. People struggling on low incomes, we should be trying to help them. That's what the broad shoulders of government should be doing. We played off World War II debt in 2007. So it shows you didn't have to, you know, the first governments that came in, they didn't say, even Churchill, when he came in on the second government after the Attlee government, he didn't say, we've got to pay off World War II debt in 5 years. We've got to just slam it to everyone. No, and that's what we feel the Tories have done wrong. That's what we feel in our party, that the people are taking the brunt for this economic crisis that came from twisted financial people, or twisted is the right word, but unscrupulous financial people who were bankers, and they were just finance people, high finance people, who did things with the subprime market that caused this toxic debt to suddenly appear like a gaping hole, and a massive crash came in. Gordon Brown, who I think history will thank him for it, went in there, got the G20 together and said, we've got to save this, we've got to stop the rot, it's going crazy out there, and that wasn't the Labour Party. And the Tories have constantly tried to blame us for it. It was actually us that was trying to save it. And that financial crisis came from money people who probably vote Tory. Isn't that crazy? It's probably from Mrs. Thatcher and the Hayek School of Economics and the Friedman School of Economics. They're from those kind of people. So I believe in fairness. I'm doing well for myself. I want everyone to do well. Holly's here, 28, going in there. She's going to fight for the people of Halifax. And I'm going, this is my 44th constituency. I volunteered to do this. I'm different to other comedians. So comedians are going in and doing things, and however they do it, it's a free world. I'm a builder. I like everyone. I want everyone to have as decent a life as they can have.
I mean, for people who are not familiar with your comedy and, you know, your kind of career, one of the things that you've kind of marketed yourself on or as part of your identity is this idea of being an action transvestite, which I think... we need more of a diverse range of gender identities, sexual identities within Parliament and politics. And what can we do to kind of improve that?
Well, you can have transgender people getting into politics. I'm trying to do that anyway. I think we're doing pretty good, to be honest. If you go back, to the ancient Greeks, ancient Egyptians, it wasn't.
And they're struggling enough with women, aren't they? So it still seems as a
well. I think yes, there's always going to be a lot to do on things, but you know, the vote came in for women in the first place. It was beginning in 1918. You'll know better on this. Was it in the 20s when it started? Or was it? It was later, even later for women. Where there were four reform acts to try and get the vote down to your average working man, that was, and to then bring women in 1918, which still wasn't the right thing. It was only at 21. So, you know, we are progressive. We are constantly trying to work for fairness. On different gender, people of alternative sexuality coming into politics, that's, they've got to get the guts to do that, because I tell you, campaigning in the skirt and heels, it, I only started doing this 3 weeks ago. I hadn't ever campaigned in girl mode before. I didn't know how the British public were going to take it. They have been fine. They have been really kind of relaxed about it. I told, when I came out, I told my dad, I think the British public will be okay with this. And he said, I'm not sure about that. I can't see, I can't read that one. But I thought they would. And I could find some people in Britain who will hate the hell out of me. But if you say you're standing up for fairness, you're standing up for yourself, I'm trying to be my own role model. That's what I'm trying to do. So I would, you know, I'm not, people are very down on politicians. I think most politicians are actually trying to do a decent thing. There was that whole stuff that went before and you know, we're now moving on to a clean sheet. But it's, I do believe that most politicians are actually trying to help in their own way. I think it's a really difficult thing. I do believe people from the press, not yourself, but in the big press, the four people who own the national press, it's only four people, one of whom is two people combined into one. They will constantly be spinning for their own angles. And it's four people trying to tell an electorate of 40 million how to vote. And I that cannot be right. It's still going on after all this time. But, you know, so we do what we can. You try not to say a word wrong because things will be spun, but you try to be your own character, your own personality. Be yourself and be part of a team. It's a tricky old thing to do with a right-wing press.
You can follow all the latest local election news on halifaxcourier.co.uk or by following myself at HXCourierJohn, that's J-O-N, and we're using the Twitter hashtag CourierElection.